Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, this is John Dean, and welcome to John Dean's Gems. And how are you? It's been a day. Well, June is here, and it's also Pride Month. And I actually wish a happy birthday to all of you who were born in the month of June. Of course, I don't know you, but I'm going to wish you a happy birthday. June is also Pride Month, you know, throughout the country. Well, here where I am in New York, you know, it's Pride Month. We have a lot of events going on. There are, you know, celebrations and shows and art, artistic venues, and that caps it off with the big Pride Month and the last Sunday of the month. So I say happy Pride to everybody and all of you who take part in that. A question that I ask is, what is pride? What does it mean to be proud? Okay, scripturally, you know, scripturally, pride is talked about, for the most part, in a negative sense. Proverbs says, pride goes before destruction, the Holy Spirit before a fall. That's one. There's many other verses about pride. But when I think about pride, I think about being happy with who you are. You can take pride in your work, you know, work well, a job well done. And that's good pride. You should be proud of the work, the good work that you do. But you should be proud of all the accomplishments that you've made. Now, I kind of look at pride as being happy. One thing about Pride Month is celebrate. LGBT folks celebrate who they are, because it was one time where LGBT folks had to be in the closet or put in the closet because it was quite dangerous to live openly. It was, in many places, it was almost against the law, and it's still against the law in some places around the world, simply because of who you are. You haven't committed no crime. You haven't harmed anybody. Just being who you are, that's a crime. And it's nothing new to mankind. It's not only limited to LGBT. You know, it's many minorities have been faced with discrimination because of supposed things that the dominant race believed in, or allegedly believed in. So as we celebrate this Pride Month, I ask the question, what does pride mean? What does it mean to you individually? Now, I'm sure we can come up with all different answers. Know different thoughts about it. I look at pride as kind of a celebration. I look at it as a celebration of the fact that as a Christian, I can be also trans. One of the questions that I had, you know, when I discovered that I was trans, was how was I going to reconcile it? Quite a bit. And you know, and I, like I said, I prayed about this quite a bit, and it was concerning to me because my Christian faith is more important to me than being trans. And he said that I am your, you know, you are my child. And that was his confirmation that he accepted me, you know, as a transgender Christian person. And God accepts you as a Christian. If you're a Christian, if you accept the Christ into your life, God accepts you as a gay person or a trans person or whatever. But God accepts you as you are. Why God created you. Now, I've mentioned many times that each of us has a journey. Now, our journeys are different. Each one of us has a different journey. It may not, some may not understand our journey, but it is our journey. And remember that God will be with you during this journey. The journey that I'm on, this is the journey that God has tasked me with. That when he put me on the road, I never chose to be transgender. It was just in me all my life. It was just as an adult. You know, compared to most people who know that they're trans when they're children, or LGBT when they're children, I was an adult when I found out that I happened to be transgender. And at first it was scary, but as time went on, I embraced it. And this is what God had planned for me. So happy that I could be trained, I could be a Christian, which I have been for over half a century, but I could also be transgender. And this is a wonderful experience. This is a wonderful thing that I heard. You know, many other people reconcile them being Christian and being them being LGBT. Don't, you know, some people say you can't be LGBT and be a Christian. Yes, you can. As I mentioned earlier, each of us has our own course. You go through the Bible. You know, many people had their own courses. Paul had his own course. Jesus had his own journey. Paul had his own journey. The apostles had, each of them had their own journey. You go all through Scripture, everybody has a journey. King David, you go through so many things. And each of us has our own. I think it'd be the pride of the fact that God called us. That's what I think. Pride in Jesus called me to call me and save me. And then when I talk about pride, I like to think more of it as a happiness. Usually the pride that the Bible speaks about is the one that's arrogant. Puts other people down, have a holy spirit, thinking you're better than it, thinking that you're better than everybody else. That's the kind of pride that God is against. But being happy with who you are is not. You know, no one should be ashamed of who they are. No one should have to quench because they're different. Nobody should be looked upon because they're different. I like to think of it as having a different perspective about life. For some reason in my life, I've been drawn to people like that. You know, Jesus was different. I mean, the person that was totally different, he was. I mean, when you know the Lord Savior, and somebody who's totally different, you know, you're in great company. And being trans was part of it. That was part of it. You know, I'm just thankful that I'm being part of this kingdom, and I'm just thankful that God has been with me all these years as a trans person. And I have no doubt that more is in store. And more is in store for you. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that it's going to be easy. You know, you might have some bumps in the road. You know, people are going to say things against you. People are going to try to do things against you. But push you. You should remember God's on your side. And you know what? You know, with all the mongering and all the walls that are coming out, you know, we should stand up. You know, be proud of who you are. I've been fortunate that I only found out I was trans as an adult. And people trying to make trans people and LGBT people go back in the closet. And I just say, well, how can I go back into something I was never in to begin with? If you didn't know what you're about, if I didn't know that I was trans before, how can I go back in the closet? I never was in the closet. I never knew who I was. I never knew being trans was part of me. So I have nothing to go back to. So it's an empty argument. And we don't have to be shaming ourselves. We should, you know, be who we are. You know, walk with our heads held high. You know, what God has for us, you know, go for it. You know, what God has for us, you know, nobody can stop that. You know, encourage your friends too. Encourage them to be who they are. But be happy that God is on their side. And as we go on during this Pride Month, we'll encourage those who need encouragement, help those who need help. You know, pray for those who need, you know, pray for those who need help, need God's help. And to say, be happy. Most of all, be happy that you're a part of the kingdom when you accept the present. Be happy that you're part of God's kingdom. And also, thank God for all the good things that happened in your life. You know, finding out I was trans was one of the most exciting things in my life. And I'm thankful to God for it. And we should be happy with who we are. And I pray that this episode has helped someone today. And say a happy Pride. Some of you probably celebrate Pride before the 25th of this month is the New York City Pride. Some of you may celebrate it before that. And so I say happy Pride to you. And I look forward to our next episode. But thank you, and God bless you. Happy Friday. Amen.